13 minutes to 1 o'clock. Good afternoon to you with the Midday Report today. Confirmation yesterday from the Basic Education Department that 193 schoolgirls in grades 3, 4 and 5 have fallen pregnant over the last 3 years. Zenaida Martin is a communications officer for the studies for the Institute of Poverty Advocacy and Studies on the line from Johannesburg. Zenaida, good afternoon to you. We know that many teenagers are having babies in this country. There are many reasons for that, but these girls in grades 3, 4 and 5 are very, very young.
Good afternoon, Stephen. Thanks for having SPII on the air today. And I agree with you that it is a sad, disappointing reality, especially for the young people that are going through this experience currently. One, it definitely raises concern around our socialization. And it also, I guess, forces us to reflect on the conditions that younger people, or especially younger people who aren't, equipped or networked in the most secure, supportive way to resources within their communities, how they are preyed upon by, sexual predators, and also the other kind of social and sexual risks, amongst other things, that they fall prey to, based on their background and the communities that they grow up in.
Are you suggesting then it's not teenage boys that are the fathers, it's actually older men?
The scary fact is that it could be either or. It could be uninformed, ignorant and, hormonal young people who are having sex. But chances are that it's not, and I think this is also what should be investigated and is up for questioning. It could be teachers, other older people in the community. It could be uncles. It could be a host, of scenarios that one has to explore that then leads to these young people becoming pregnant. Because chances are, if it is older teenagers or teenage boys having sex with girls of the age of 10, 11, or 9, then there's a concern for what kind of advice or exposure to social sexual behavior these young people are exposed to, the young boys and the young girls. In the instance where it's not younger boys and it's actually adults, then there's grave concern for why these adults in some positions of power would be grooming these young people for sex or having transactional sex with younger girls of primary school age.
There has been discussions around trying to punish people. I mean, the colloquial term, the slang phrase is sugar daddies. It's a very difficult thing to do, though. You can legislate for it, but humans are humans.
No, of course. But we have to call ourselves to question in those instances. Whether it's in the instance of a sugar daddy, why would a younger girl or even a younger boy in this day and age feel compelled, to offer sexual favors to somebody in exchange for either goods or certain privileges or some kind of other financial support that these sugar daddies do offer? The sense of fatherhood or fathering that some of these sugar daddies have been known to offer as well, which is also part of the what's called sexual grooming of young people.
There's often a tendency, and there has been, for as long as humans have been around, there's a tendency to blame the girl who falls pregnant when this happens. Does that help at all, to blame a young girl for a situation like this?
I think it's an unfortunate consequence of patriarchy. Where in most instances, whether it's the rape of an adult or in a situation such as what we're discussing, the younger girl is blamed, where both parties aren't maybe deemed irresponsible or called into question for their behavior. So, I guess maybe my opinion is biased. I don't mind that it being that way, but I think it's unfortunate that even in such an instance where people are in the ages of grade 3 to 5 or in that sector of our community where they would be blamed. I think a more concerned, sensitive approach needs to be taken to how such an instance is explored and mitigated.
I suppose in the end it comes down to so many things that if you get the economy right, if you're able to promote stable familial structures, then you might go some way to intervening successfully in this.
Yes, you're right in that. There's quite a few I guess, interlocking factors that either, you know, avoid such an instance or that even promote such an instance. But I do feel that regardless of the economy, there should be certain practices or norms and standards or, you know, kind of ethical behaviors that we're engendering in society that would prevent, whether in the absence of, you know, resources or whether in poverty, where people wouldn't feel compelled to, or people in the positions of power or adults wouldn't feel compelled to prey on younger people, or where younger people don't feel that they then themselves have to, I guess, solicit favors and opportunities from adults.
Zenaida Martin, thanks very much indeed. Do appreciate it. At the Institute for Policy Advocacy, Communications Officer there. Zenaida, thank you.